вы услышите высказывания людей в 7 различных ситуациях. Ответьте на вопросы по содержанию высказываний, выбрав один из предложенных вариантов ответа. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, обозначающую ответ, который вам кажется наиболее верным. Вы услышите каждое высказывание дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a woman talking about crime in her local area. How does she feel? 1. Worried. 2. Hopeful. 3. Angry.
There have been quite a few burglaries around here, and some of the residents are quite concerned. They say that it's getting more dangerous, but the police seem to believe that it's just a small group of young men causing all the problems. Of course, some people are very angry, but I'm sure that things will get better once the police find the people responsible.
Now you will hear Situation 1 again.
There have been quite a few burglaries around here, and some of the residents are quite concerned. They say that it's getting more dangerous, but the police seem to believe that it's just a small group of young men causing all the problems. Of course, some people are very angry, but I'm sure that things will get better once the police find the people responsible.
Situation 2. You will hear an advertisement for a radio program. What is special about the program? 1. It has interviews with ordinary people. 2. It has interviews with experts. 3. It has interviews with sportsmen.
You've heard other programs about football and seen the matches on television, but it's time for something new. This Friday on Sport Chat Radio, we're bringing you the stories you never hear. The spectators' stories. What's it like to be in the stadiums around the country, following your team in all weathers, win or lose? Do they agree with the experts, or do they have their own views? Tune in on Friday at 8 p.m. on Sport Chat Radio.
Now you will hear Situation 2 again.
You've heard other programs about football and seen the matches on television, but it's time for something new. This Friday on Sport Chat Radio, we're bringing you the stories you never hear. The spectators' stories. What's it like to be in the stadiums around the country, following your team in all weathers, win or lose? Do they agree with the experts, or do they have their own views? Tune in on Friday at 8 p.m. on Sport Chat Radio.
Situation 3. You will hear a man talking about his holiday. What was he disappointed by? 1. The hotel. 2. The beaches. 3. The weather.
We had a great time. Well, I say great. We actually spent a lot of time in the hotel, which wasn't so good. I mean, they looked after us very well, and it was a very luxurious place. It's just that we wanted to get to the beaches, and the rain wouldn't let us. It's a shame when you've spent so much money, but I don't suppose there's much you can do about it.
Now you will hear Situation 3 again.
We had a great time. Well, I say great. We actually spent a lot of time in the hotel, which wasn't so good. I mean, they looked after us very well, and it was a very luxurious place. It's just that we wanted to get to the beaches, and the rain wouldn't let us. It's a shame when you've spent so much money, but I don't suppose there's much you can do about it.
Situation 4. You will hear a doctor talking to a patient. What is the doctor's advice? 1. Rest and take a few days off work. 2. Get some fresh air and exercise. 3. Make sure you eat well.
I think you've just been working too hard. Stress can often affect us physically, especially if we don't have time to eat properly. It's easy to think the solution is taking time off, but then you get back to your desk and face the same problems. The main thing is, when you're not at your desk, try to go for walks or maybe even take up an outdoor sport. I'm sure you'll see a difference.
Now you will hear Situation 4 again.
I think you've just been working too hard. Stress can often affect us physically, especially if we don't have time to eat properly. It's easy to think the solution is taking time off, but then you get back to your desk and face the same problems. The main thing is, when you're not at your desk, try to go for walks or maybe even take up an outdoor sport. I'm sure you'll see a difference.
Situation 5. You will hear a woman talking about the Eurovision Song Contest. How does she feel about it? 1. She likes to watch the performances. 2. She finds some of it predictable. 3. She thinks it is pointless.
The Eurovision Song Contest was on TV last night and it does make me laugh. I mean, the music is pretty ordinary and you don't see many stars in it these days. The only thing that keeps me entertained is the way that you just know that some countries are going to give other countries lots of points. It's the same every year.
Now you will hear Situation 5 again.
The Eurovision Song Contest was on TV last night and it does make me laugh. I mean, the music is pretty ordinary and you don't see many stars in it these days. The only thing that keeps me entertained is the way that you just know that some countries are going to give other countries lots of points. It's the same every year.
Situation 6. You will hear a sports commentator describing a match. Who does he criticise? 1. The umpire. 2. The players. 3. The spectators.
This match really has reached an exciting point. You can feel the excitement in the spectators. They know this is critical. The umpire has had to make some tough decisions, and the players haven't always responded in a respectful, professional way. So let's hope that these last few games are played in the right spirit.
Now you will hear Situation 6 again.
This match really has reached an exciting point. You can feel the excitement in the spectators. They know this is critical. The umpire has had to make some tough decisions, and the players haven't always responded in a respectful, professional way. So let's hope that these last few games are played in the right spirit.
Situation 7. You will hear a man talking to a shop assistant. What does he want the shop assistant to do? 1. Contact the manager of the shop. 2. Give him his money back. 3. Replace a damaged item.
It's really not good enough. I've already brought the camera back to be replaced once, and now this one's gone wrong too. And no, the money's no good to me. I took some pictures on holiday that I wanted to keep, and now they're lost forever. I think you better find the person in charge so that I can complain.
Now you will hear situation 7 again.
It's really not good enough. I've already brought the camera back to be replaced once, and now this one's gone wrong too. And no, the money's no good to me. I took some pictures on holiday that I wanted to keep, and now they're lost forever. I think you better find the person in charge so that I can complain.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.